have went out since the beginning of this year being 2002, we've spent time not only in the audio presentations, but in the newsletters to bring forth information concerning the pioneer position of who the King of the North was and the historical controversy of Uriah Smith introducing a new identification of the King of the North, Uriah Smith identifying it as Turkey, and for many years James White and Uriah Smith had an ongoing controversy over whether Turkey, as Smith identified, was the King of the North, or the papacy, as James White identified, was the King of the North. And when you look at that closely, from my perspective, you have to arrive at an agreement with James White. The King of the North here is the papacy. If you look closely at James White's reasoning, you can even make a case that this was one of the foundational understandings of Adventism, that the King of the North of Daniel 11 was the papacy. But in any case, that's how we understand this as well. We know that the rule for identifying the King of the South and the King of the North, if there is a rule, is only going to be found in chapter 11 of Daniel, because the story of the King of the South and the King of the North in controversy with each other is only found in Daniel chapter 11, and the rule that is identified and set forth in Daniel chapter 11 is that the power that controls or dominates rules over Egypt is the King of the South, and the power that controls or rules over Babylon is the King of the North. But at the time period of the cross, prophecies that were going to come to fulfillment in Earth's history were to be understood in their spiritual application. After the time period of the cross, Israel was no longer literal Israel, the literal blood descendants of Abraham, but Israel after the time period of the cross is spiritual Israel, Israel that is Abraham's children by faith. Jerusalem before the time period of the cross, in terms of prophecy, Jerusalem would have been literal Jerusalem. But after the cross, Paul tells us that Jerusalem is Jerusalem above. Prophecy takes a spiritual application after the cross, and using the rule of identifying the King of the South and the King of the North, when we come to verse 40, the time of the end, 1798, we are definitely after the time period of the cross, so we look for the King of the South and the King of the North in a spiritual application, and we find that the King of the South, the power that rules over Egypt, is clearly identified in the book of Revelation. Brothers and sisters, this isn't an accident. This isn't